Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Like, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode, episode 37 of Rants and Pecans.
It's 46.
It's 37, miracle.
I said 45 last episode.
We went back, you know. We're time traveling now.
That makes no sense, man.
You can't miracle, say, we're time traveling, okay?
Miracle, if you cannot prove time traveling exists or does not exist,
keep yes. All right, let's move on. Thank you. Thank
you. We're not going about singularity or anything that has to do with physics. All right, let's go on.
I watched a movie on singularity a few days ago.
What was it called?
Singularity.
That's literally what it was called.
It was called Singularity. It was just like, it's way too much science fiction. I'm just like, I was bored out of my head.
Did you sleep? I tend to sleep when I watch sci-fi, actually.
Oh, yeah. It's very boring. Sci-fi is boring. Star Wars is boring.
Best thing, that's an unpopular opinion. You don't want to get people...
It's not unpopular.
It's an unpopular opinion.
It's my issue.
I can't relate.
Star Wars? I don't really watch it. I haven't watched that much. I watch a bit of it.
You've watched
it? I've also never seen Harry Potter.
You've never seen Harry Potter?
Like a full movie? The whole thing? No.
I've watched almost everything, but I've forgotten almost everything too.
Lord of the Rings.
I've watched Lord of the Rings.
Bro, we were forced to watch that in school, man.
At like, Lord you know, ring. When it's too cold outside, you have to stay inside and watch movies in recess.
Oh, those were good. I came here when I was 15 and a half or 16, so I was straight to grade 9.
That's high school. We watched it in high school too.
High school.
Bro, we had to read a book.
You don't have recess, but
you know those days where you don't have, you're done pretty much the semester or whatever, so you watch a movie at the end.
Y'all watch movies?
You guys watch movies?
Yeah.
First of all, you guys go to class?
Yeah. Like, literally stop going to class.
I'm going straight to the den. Once I come to school, go straight to the den. I study
the library and shit like that. But in my English class, they made us do, they make you guys do a play?
Yes.
We freaking did Hamlet, bro. It was disgusting.
Oh.
Miss Jen, shout out. Don't. Why did you do
that? Like, you guys had to reenact it and
people
everything?
Had to, like...
Dress up?
Like, no, we didn't want to. We didn't go that far. Oh. She was not that insane. But she made us, like, read out, like, the, you know, that he's to be or not to be part of it.
Is that his speech, Hamlet? To be or not to be?
Yeah. It's literally, it's probably Shakespeare's greatest speech.
Damn. Macbeth.
Yeah. It's one of his.
Oh, that's Macbeth. Or that's not Hamlet.
What? No, to be or not to be, that's, I don't even know at this point.
Bro,
to be or not to be is Hamlet. Is it called Macbeth?
No, Macbeth is another story from...
Yeah, it's different. Like, Othello was also what he did too. Remember when we watched it in the, what's that room called? The theater or what? The theater. Like,
the den?
Theater.
No, the theater in general.
Like the main theater?
Where did Manitoba, MSYP or whatever they called them. They came and they acted stuff like that for us.
I don't think I've been attention.
Oh, MTYP.
Same thing, yeah. Same thing. MATH.
I don't think I was paying attention.
ENG.
So as you guys can hear, there's some female voices, which is unusual. We have unusual.
We had one, bro. Episode 7.
That's my point. One out of 13 is unusual.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So we have. This lady here, she has more many her DMs than many serial alone.
You're not wrong, but
exactly. You can't prove me or you can't prove me right because you won't show me your DMs. Wow. So let's go with that.
Can we look at your DMs?
No.
Let's respect ourselves today.
No, thank you.
But I was talking with you earlier. You said you had like 300.
What?
You had 300 people in your snap. Like, people that view your snap story in general.
That's not people messaging me. Anyways, hi guys. My name's Umu. I did track with the boys.
Right now, she's injured, so she's not running. Aren't you?
That's a little triggering, but yes.
I mean, me too, kinda. Do you have any idea when you're coming back?
Maybe February.
One day in the future, for sure.
I don't know. Who knows?
Almost nice to have you here. We also have the wonderful, amazing, light skin. Where's she from?
Light skin where?
Light skin. Calm
down. Light skin where?
She's brighter than you. I don't want to see you.
I don't disagree with that, bro. Everybody here is lighter than
you. She's light skin under perfect conditions. Okay, let me finish. She's light skin under perfect conditions. All right.
What does that mean?
If the condition is right, maybe the sun is on the right angle.
When miracles talk, it just sometimes just let it
go. I've learned that. Mm-hmm. The few years I've known him, I've learned that.
You've learned what?
To tune you out when I need to.
I haven't even said your name. Now I feel like I should pronounce your name wrong. Her name is Danae. Danae, do you want to say one or two things about yourself or not?
Hi, my name is Danae. I do track with a boy.
Wow. That's original.
So original. That was right from your thinking faculty. Right here. Where creativity comes from. That was all you. Amazing. Really appreciate that. Do you get people that just mispronounce your name usually?
All the time. Okay.
Me, for example, for the first 2 years. Oh, first year.
No, I mean. For the first. No, 2 years. Well, this man called me Danu.
Sis, it wasn't 2 years. It was
2 years.
It was maybe a year. Umu, back me up here.
You know my name.
I know that.
You know my name.
Yeah.
There's Donna.
Donna.
Who calls you Donna?
Donna. That's
Donna. Nice. Like, whenever people read my name, they'll say Donna, as if you don't see the E at the end.
That's interesting.
That's tough.
Or the spelling is worse.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody in this room has had to deal with someone just messing up your name and not even trying. Like, I've had, like, Yushi. Like, bro, like, where do you get the Y from? Like, there's bad pronunciation. I was say something else I want to say because of my name. The pronunciation of my name is actually Beston. But. Beston. But. Beston. But. The keyword is but.
Beston?
My mom told me that a month ago.
Wow. No way.
A month ago
my mom was like, the pronunciation is actually best, and I was I've gone 19 years with best, and I'm not changing that.
Nice one, mom. Mm-hmm. Almost 20 years and you tell me. Yeah. Nice.
Tell me.
Mm-hmm. She told you so you can let your children know in the future. It's not for us.
But all I tell my children, like, my name is Beston. And everyone's gonna be Beston. What would it be?
Gaston.
Wait to change it. Just introduce yourself now as Beston.
Yeah.
That
just
sounds so fancy.
We have Beston sounds so fancy. Mm-hmm. We have myself, Miracle. We have Paul here.
Oh, I got white people in there. Nobody mispronounced
my name.
I know,
me too. Name. My name can't be pronounced wrong.
But
my name? Like,
but when you move into the last name era.
Go for my middle
bro.
Name.
I introduce
you.
Wow.
Listen, I don't get to that stage, man.
Introduce myself.
Guys, listen to the director. I pronounce my middle name.
Okay. Shakwebuka.
Shakwebuka.
Can I see it? Let me try.
Shakwebuka.
You tend to always come so close.
Let me try this, man.
Certified
0.0000.
Boy, you're about to denounce the Nigerian.
Shakwebuka.
It's all right.
Shakwebuka.
Is it Chukwebuka?
Chukwebuka.
Chukwebuka.
There you go.
Chukwebuka.
Chukwebuka.
I said it correctly. I didn't put the sauce. Chukwebuka.
The sauce, yeah. It means God is good.
Really?
What does Donnie mean?
Yours means God is great?
Donna. What does
I'm
your name
beat,
mean?
Bro.
I mean, yo, I said this in Jesus. Miracle, you said yours means God is great?
Donnie, what does your name mean? Donna.
In French, Danae means to give. I don't think that's why my mom named me, though.
You're Jamaican, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's why she named me. I'm going to ask her right now.
Hey, Mama Donna.
What is Uma?
My name is Umu. My name is
legally.
My name is Umu Hawa.
Or Little Mu.
My name, I'm just named that because I'm the second child. Oh, that's all.
You're the second child?
Yeah, because of my dad's tribe. The second child is named Umu.
For real?
My middle name is Kumba, but it's also my dad's name is Kamba. So it just works.
Wait.
But my name doesn't really have a meaning. It's just because I'm the second child. If you Urban Dictionary, Umu means mother, but no. Umu Hawa doesn't come up.
Umu means mother?
So your name is
Urban Dictionary doesn't mean anything.
I know, that's why I said it doesn't mean.
So your name is Umu Kumba Sensei.
My name is Umu Hawa Kumba Senesi.
Fake friend.
Where did
you get that sense?
Fake friend.
I have it saved on my phone. I have the right.
Because you spelt it wrong.
It's called
Hennessy, like Hennessy.
S-E-N-S-E-I.
Danae's out here rhyming out there.
S-E-N-S-E-I. Umu Sensei.
What? Spell it again.
S-I-E.
S-E-N-S-E-I.
S-E-N-E-S-I-E.
Why is there so many E's? Well, you guys just trying to like go for 25 just all E's.
Ask my father, okay? I don't know.
Was that like his grandfather's name, or
do you know the history? No, nothing.
I actually don't even know mine either. All I know is that I think we may be related to royalty, because my last name, my last name actually means king.
Wow.
As in, it's king.
And Miracle the king.
If you say it a different way, as Eze, it also means teeth.
Yeah, it's
Eze and Eze.
No, Eze means king. Eze. And Eze means teeth.
Eze.
Eze means teeth.
Eze is king. Eze.
It just sounds like you're
like traumatized. You look at have a little harp, yeah. That's how, literally how they are.
Okay, right? And the Eze, okay, Eze, his own has an accent at the end of the last E. Mm-hmm. Eze starts with the E, the accent first. So it's like the first E you drag for teeth, and then the back E you drag for
camp. Exactly. Okay. Just like there's another word like that too. That's like aqua.
That's mm-hmm. egg and cloth.
Yeah. So there's also aqua, Miracle. Like Ibe Aqua to cry.
Miracle. So we don't need the class today.
Ibe Aqua. There's a lot of there's a lot of things in Igbo language that mean the exact same thing. We just changing
words. No, just we're not all just two of us. He's from.
Did you just point?
No, you're Congolese.
Damn, Miracle, you see that?
Listen, you're not.
The key word is that we're not Yoruba. That's as much as we can say.
Why not?
How long have you been here today?
Your reputation precedes them.
Yeah, Yoruba tend to have a reputation that's not very safe.
Wow.
All the Yoruba people, no offense to you, but you guys did it to yourself.
I mean, you guys... Are...
They did it to themselves.
There's beef.
No.
I like how they dress. The Yoruba people? Like the traditional clothes.
Have you seen the Igbos dress before?
The Igbos also have
nice. Maybe you haven't noticed the difference.
I look.
No, I... Yeah. The Yoruba people, like when they fold the head thing,
Gele.
The women.
Okay.
Like the head wraps?
Like, yeah, the one that like...
Igbos have that too.
A lot of African cultures have head wraps.
Yeah, we have
not
that.
Like the one that's like stacked in the circular. Okay, that's nice.
But the Gele has a different style.
Yeah, ours is usually the one, my mom usually ties it like, she has to bend down. Mm-hmm. She has to bend down and like tie around the head.
Yeah.
It's a whole ass process. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What I see my mom doing, I'm just like, okay.
It's very interesting. Why haven't seen my mom dressed in traditional since we came here?
Jamaicans don't do that?
Jamaicans don't do what?
Head wrap. You've never worn one before?
For Folkorama.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like Jamaican traditional clothing. They're like, mm-hmm. But like not usually.
Okay. How long have you been here for?
I've been here for 12 years.
One of those kind of people?
No.
I'm just asking.
I've been here for like 12 years.
So you're pretty much born here then?
Ah. Nice. I was born and raised in Jamaica, please. Thank you.
You were like born and raised. That's when I was 8. see, as long as you spend more time here and you spend to Jamaica, born and raised doesn't count anymore.
Best thing, you're going to be like that soon.
Oh, I know.
Exactly.
It's going to take another 10 years.
Exactly. In 10 years, ish years, will you say you're now?
I've been here for only 5. And for I came when I was 14.
What
the fuck?
Yeah, you've been here for only 5. We've been here for only 5.
Damn. 5 and a half, I think. Yeah,
5 and a half. Your book came out at the same time.
It'll be 6 years in March.
No wonder.
6 in April for me.
No wonder what. Say it again. Please. Come at me. I dare you. Come at me. I'm going to listen to this episode and know what you said. What did you say? No wonder what.
Say it.
Well, yeah, then I say it.
Let her finish laughing. She's going to say it. Are you done? No, say it.
I don't need to say it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, say it.
No wonder what.
I'm just...
Miracle. I know. No,
nothing.
She's the one who said it. Don't look at my hair. She's the one who said it.
I'm looking at both of you.
I didn't say anything.
You can repeat it, though.
She didn't say anything to me. All she said was, no wonder.
No wonder why.
I don't know what she means by that.
I think she said no wonder why they're like that.
Is that what you said?
That's what she said.
I feel like what she's trying to say is you guys seem new.
Fresh off the boat. Fresh off the boat.
Just go cold like Johnny just comes.
We just got called out. Last time I got called out was maybe 4 years ago.
Miracle, get a haircut and you would not get called out.
I'm actually shocked. Oh, don't touch you guys in here for 5 years.
No.
Y'all making me feel old though.
That's crazy.
How long have you been?
I officially, like, this year is exactly like I'm at the middle. So, like, I was back home for 10 years and then here for 10 years. So, I'm, like, sitting, like, right in the middle, man.
Interesting. Oh, what about you? How long have you been here?
I think the same amount as Danae, 12, I think. Mm, maybe a little bit longer. I thought you came here at like 2, 5.
Oh my god.
No. When I was 5. Nah, maybe like 4 years.
No, you were born here. Don't even.
I thought you came here when you were 5, or did you come here when you were 7?
I was 7.
You came here.
Yeah, I was like 14. 14 nah, years.
Shit. That's impressive.
No one when I was 5, not 2.
Same thing. 2, 5. 1, 2, 3. Same thing. That's why no wonder you've been able to amass so many followers here.
What do you mean?
In general. Like,
I was so shy. I did not break out of my shell till age like 16.
I don't believe that. That's
believe
that,
it.
That is,
no, believe it.
I believe it.
I tend not to believe that. Okay, how can you vouch for it even knowing you're 16?
I did. I knew her in high school.
Exactly.
Really? Trust me, you guys. I was tied with her.
Did you do track in high school?
No, I've seen pictures.
I started track in high school.
Like what grade? Damn.
I did it in grade 9.
9? Oh, you started from scratch.
So I didn't start competing like track until like grade 10, 11 with club.
See, with club. Okay, good. So did you used to like hang out? You had no friends, so you're telling me throw me.
I was pretty antisocial. I only had a few friends. I've only ever had a few friends, but I was not social. I was really shy.
Eyebrow piercing. She used to have an eyebrow piercing. She looked so emo.
Okay, leave me alone. Oh.
No, seriously.
Wow.
Move on.
You really were born here. No wonder.
But the thing is, my mom also has a shit ton of piercings, so she wouldn't care. She wants to get an eyebrow piercing, but she won't do it because I did it first. Beat her to it.
Wait, an eyebrow piercing.
My mom's just kind of chill.
I want to see your mom. I want to like interact with her.
Too. I'll show you pictures.
She has a sister.
Do I have a sister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
I
second.
Do.
Remember, she said Uwu means second. Older sister.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel slighted?
She had a sister or not? She said she was second.
Oh, fair enough. But don't you feel slighted by being called second?
No.
You never feel slighted by that?
No. Okay. I'm not second place. I was just born second.
Yeah, still.
Like second place.
I'm the family favorite.
This is what the fuck?
No.
You're saying that because you're the oldest?
I am the oldest, yeah. But
no wonder.
But no.
Sounds like an older opinion.
I am
an older.
I mean, exactly. I do have opinions of an older one because I am an older one. I've had to lead people.
You're probably bossing people in there. Your siblings around, man.
I've been somewhat of a manager almost all my life, so it's interesting to see it. Like, you know, I think second borns are really ineffective.
Ineffective. I've done more than mine.
Miracle, like, not second born. Middle child.
Middle children, yeah.
Forgive me. So forgive me. Yeah, middle children tend
I'm technically a middle child, but please, I'm the most successful in this family.
That is not a very high bar.
That's an outset, bro. That's a very.
No. She does. She may have a.
There's
a
more
reasons.
Of us
she
than.
She may have her reasons.
I think
I missed the eye.
Yes.
All right, okay, you're one of those people, just like Donna here.
Donna,
she knows us. You're not gonna tell your story here.
Second borns, they even in my house, most of the second born, it's a trend. It's, or middle children,
a trend to what?
They tend to not do anything.
Please, that's not me.
Miracle.
That's children, or you mean middle ones?
That's completely different. I think for both me and Danae.
I feel like it's the last.
I'm not the middle child.
No, last children.
But you're not the oldest.
I feel for me, last
year. I'm the youngest.
Oh, the youngest.
Oh, I mean, unless you cut my dad's. Oh,
okay, I guess you're the youngest. Thing. Never mind. I am not. I'm pretty much.
That was all I was trying to tell you. I don't want to tell you a story.
That's right. I know. We didn't want to say it if you didn't want to say it. But yeah. That's why I was saying, just like Donna. You got lots of trees. You spread out all over the place.
I mean, she didn't plant them. Somebody planted them.
It was not her. Yeah. She didn't do it.
She didn't plant them.
How do you guys know that?
You told us.
You literally. I'm pretty sure you tell anyone that wants to listen.
Did you say she was.
Oh my god. I think it was at your birthday in 2019.
I'm just playing. Yeah, you were pretty gone. You were pretty gone that day. You just
I don't want to talk
you,
about
you,
that.
You held the whole
I
party.
I don't want to talk about
you
that.
You held the whole party.
If it's okay, I don't want to talk about that.
I'm just going to make one statement and then we'll move on. But you held the whole party and you were not there at your own party. I walked into your room. You were sleeping. Good night. You literally went good night, and everyone that came to your party were like, lock the door when you're done and go home. See you guys tomorrow or wherever.
I barely remember that. You went to sleep early?
I did.
She went to bed early. Yeah, she was gone. She just went straight to bed, left us all there. I was like, oh, tonight, good night. See ya.
and I left.
And I was trying to work out the alcohol from my system.
Yeah, you.
I got drunk too early, so I had to work out, like, drink all the water.
That was a
water.
Great day, bro. That was the first time, Vester.
I did not. Did I drink? Oh, yeah. Paul had me drinking mouthwash, bro. That shit was.
Mouthwash?
No, it was Jack. Like, it was Jack and something else.
Like fucking
it was
mouthwash.
Jack mixed with.
It was like four or five different things.
I don't remember what I mixed it with.
It's a mixture of wrongness.
All I know is when you want to pick a shot, I was almost practically gone.
I feel like I don't drink in general, but I may. It's not proven. Saturday. No, I'm not coming anywhere. I'm saying it's Saturday. but I feel like I have a pretty high tolerance for alcohol.
No, you don't.
I have a high tolerance.
Miracle, you don't know until you actually get drunk.
I did before I even.
Miracle, you get tipsy and you're like, "Yo, I'm drunk. I'm done." So
I've not.
Listen, that as I used to think the same for myself until I actually pushed myself to get drunk, bro. So embarrassing. I don't even want to talk about it, but like, I got drunk so fast I could barely walk.
All right, so that's the end of our first segment. Well, I won't clap my hands, but. See you guys in a few seconds.
Yeah, let's go have some pizza.
Wow.
We're back, guys.
We're back and we bake.
So just before the...
Just before what?
Just before we press play, this man... Oh, Malek. This lady's wanted Miracle to serenade them.
I'm not singing.
Oh, Miracle's not singing.
No, not today. I'm not singing for you guys.
Miracle.
Come to church on Sunday.
I would love if you would sing for us.
Sing, Miracle.
Danny,
what you love does not matter to me.
See, use that word love. That's called persuasion and peer pressure. Anyway, let's go to the pressure. Remember you have the questions you had?
I did have some questions I was going to ask you guys. Ooh, it's actually a pretty good one too. When we were younger, we would... I don't know if you guys had loving families, I would say. But you know, people... people tend to be, when you're younger, told that they're, like, special and you're, like, great and you're shit, you know? Bestin.
Go ahead.
And when you grow up and come into the real world, what realities have we had to face because we felt we're special? Because I would say one thing first. Growing up, I've been told I'm intelligent and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not. I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not as intelligent as people want to think. You know, my family, we'll probably listen to this episode. My family think not anymore, but before, they wanted me to be a doctor. There was apparently visions that was had about me and prophecies and shit that was said about me that I would become a doctor and I'll follow this path and I'll follow that path.
Yeah,
but they're not always things that I wanted to do, and it's also the part of, like, you know, you've been told that you've been special a lot growing up.
Yeah,
and so what realities that we had to face because we come into the world and then we realize that, well, I may be intelligent, but I'm still not first place in any of my subjects in school.
Yeah, literally.
Right.
When I was in Jamaica, my mom was a teacher at the school that I went to, so I was always. Like, I was always in a grade higher than I was supposed to be. So I came to Canada. I had to repeat grade 3 because I was too old for whatever grade I was supposed to be in. I was going to be in grade 4, but I had to repeat because I was too young or whatever. And so my mom had to talk to the teachers telling them to, like, oh, like, she knows all this stuff. Like, you have to give her harder work than everyone else in the class, blah, blah, blah. And then reality hit me. Like, I swear, we were doing the times table. And I swear, okay, first of all, I was actually so mad at my mom for a minute because I swear everyone knew so much more than me and she was still telling the teacher to give me harder work. It was horrible.
That is freaking tough.
I feel that though.
Yeah, I know. And when I was younger, I used to receive, like, awards and, like, my parents had me participate in this, this poetry challenge for something that I didn't really know about. I just finessed it that day off, you know, and some of those things fed my ego and made me feel like, oh yeah, maybe I'm kind of special. Maybe I have, like, IQ of, like, 170 or not both, but I ain't no Einstein. I'm really not. I'm just like every other person, you know. I've had to realize that growing up and I came into this world because when we first came into Canada, doing our grade 9, grade 10 years. Bro, we used to get 100s in all our classes because in Nigeria, we were done school.
Really?
We were pretty much done high school. Oh. Yeah. I was about to get into my... I was writing my university exams. Hmm. Basically, like, the equivalent of SATs when we came into Canada here. So, when I got here, my grade 9 year, I was breeze. Forgot about it. Grade 10 year, breeze. Grade 11, I started to, like, get, like, 70s and 80s. Because now, not only am I not special, but now we're doing things I've not done before. Now we're doing graphics. What the fuck is that?
Pretty cool, bro.
Okay, do you want to go? You want to say something about yourself? Think you're special? Cool.
Seriously, fuck you. But what I wanted to say was that yours might be childhood. Mine is like the last year and so. So for the last few years, I'm working in different places. I worked in, more like volunteering. And I talk with certain people who are much older than me. They're like, oh my God, you're so smart. You're good at this. You're good at that. Mm-hmm. Most especially when I'm working in a place whereby I have to work with sound or something. Or I fix something and then it's just like, oh my God, you're so technical. And then it gets into my head sometimes. Yeah. It's like, am I really that smart? Because I remember one day I walked into an audio store. I've never felt so stupid before. I've never felt so... What this man was talking about, I was like, you know what? But it was a good thing because what the man talked about, what he told me about, I went to like Google research and now I know about it. So I'm like, gonna catch me like it no more.
You go back tomorrow, don't worry.
No, I'll go back tomorrow again. So this man was like, oh yeah, this is a mono, that's a stereo. I'm like, wait, hold on, I thought you just like different rings and stuff. I was like, oh, I felt so stupid. But it's things like that whereby you're told something for a very long time and it's worse right now if I'm like, people don't know my GPA. If you know my GPA,
If you know my GPA,
if you know my GPA,
you'll be humbled for me.
If you know my GPA, you pity me. Honestly, you pity me. It's like that.
Because, like, as much as you want to say that the person is smart, the person must have done dumb shit too at some point. Like, I've been smart, but why do I have all the scars all over my body? If I'm smart enough, I should know that maybe I shouldn't have been jumping the stairs with 1 foot when I'm like 4'3".
Miracle. It doesn't matter how smart you are. Sometimes you just gotta live life, bro.
That's true.
Sometimes you just gotta, you know, jump.
I feel like, Miracle, what you were saying, along with the, it's kind of a disappointment to you. I feel like growing up and realizing that you're not achieving everything that you thought you would, it's kind of like disappointing other people too, you know? There's just so much pressure.
It brings it
on. Yeah, and then it's like harder to even do anything. It's like, oh, I'm not going to do as good as other people, so why even try, I guess. But then there's just a lot of pressure. Just a lot of pressure.
Yeah. I feel like also we all kind of think that we're a little bit worse than everyone else, but everyone thinks that.
Yeah,
so I'm actually on the same level here. But we just... for some reason.
Very hard on ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there was a lot of pressure put on us.
True.
I think it's actually even it gets heavier when you talk about sport.
Yeah.
When you maybe you do something in practice, like, oh my God, you're so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then race comes.
Yep.
Everybody in this room knows that feeling of having an accident in practice before you're like the day before your race. And then going to the race and just like being flustered.
I remember how much we used to pump up Paul, bro, during our runs.
Because
Paul had like a great first step. Like he'd come out the blocks in front of everyone. He'd be ready and done. But he got humbled by his first 60.
Wow, man. My guy, listen, bro. You know what pissed me off about that shit though? I remember the first first three practices at Paul. Your start is like really, really good. Like when you start running, you're most likely gonna be ahead of people. But when you get up, that's when people are gonna pass you. And that's dead ass how I used to feel every time I start running. I'm like, okay, I'm good. But as soon as I go up, it's like I hit a wind and I can't move forward anymore. So that's usually in the race when people will like start passing me. And then my heart just start breaking. I'm like, fuck, I can't move. And then my 60, that shit happened. And then I still had a guy behind me, so I was like, okay, I'm not gonna do too bad. And then the last like 10 meters, he passed me, bro. I was so pissed off. I almost broke. I don't think I slept like that night, bro. I was mad. But we're not gonna talk about
it. No, we're gonna move on to the next question. I actually had a different question when I saw this one, but okay, this one was the statement for the girls. All right,
okay,
we always get the feeling that for every one guy that is talking to a girl, there is like maybe 5 or 6 other guys talking to that same girl.
I feel like it depends really on the person, but I personally, and from the girls that I've talked to, have noticed, yes, there is girls who do it, but I've noticed the percentage of like the sexes that do it. It's more so the guys talking to multiple girls. No. Let me finish.
All right.
Let me finish. I feel like because
let her digest.
It's more so that, you know, the whole thing, guys are known as players, blah, blah, blah. And I especially feel like in
girls
society.
Girls are known as hoes. Okay, go on.
You could have used any other. Guys are known as hoes.
Guys are hoes too.
Guys are hoes.
Remember, I beg. Us being hoes is a good thing. But.
In this gender. Okay, why is that? Why is it a good for a guy to be a hoe, but bad for a girl to be a hoe?
Oh my gosh.
Can we, like,
That's what you just said.
We're going to get to that next. Let's continue.
Anyways, I feel like a lot of the times, even with guys maybe too, it's really just a cover. It's really just for show. Oh, I'm talking to this person. I'm talking to that person. Oh, she's talking to this person. She's talking to that person. They could really just be talking to each other. But everyone's just saying that they're talking to everyone, or making it seem like they're talking to everyone, just because that's what everyone's doing.
Everyone feels like they're more, there's more safety in not exactly. letting being mysterious.
You don't want to be attached to one person because so you don't say, exactly.
It's like five other people.
Yeah. Because of what?
You don't want to be attached to one person just in case that one person really, you know, you don't want it to be like, oh, I didn't want you anyways. I had five other people anyways. It
so
was
kind
of like
about
that.
The guys
roster.
Or the girls? Was some of the guys?
I'm talking both. I'm saying both, but in my opinion, I feel like guys talk to more girls. But please, enlighten me.
No, I think for every one guy in, for every one girl in a guy's DMs, there's around five girls. There's around five guys and that one girl's DM.
Okay, but that's not the girl's fault.
It's not the girl's fault. That's
she's
fine.
Not telling those guys to DM her. Those guys are DMing her.
But what you have to understand is that it's just a subset of girls. It's not like every single girl. It's a very, very small subset.
It's more prevalent in the subset that we tend to interact with. Personally.
Really?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. Because I feel like we are blessed, actually, like, be athletes. And almost every single female around is actually beautiful. Like, really, really beautiful. It's the reality of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure. It's the reality of it. It's like, every single one of us is like, for lack of a better word, hot. And and it's like...
We do spend a lot of time in the gym.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time crafting our bodies to be better athletes. But that body is also desirable as model shit and stuff like that. Like,
that's why at Edmonton I was, you guys saw my story. I was modeling.
Miracle was naked the whole time. That's
model agencies call me. I was showing you some of the things
where?
I can do
in the house.
I don't recall.
Yeah, it was in the bathroom.
Let me see if I can.
Oh, the bathroom picture. That's okay.
The bathtub. No, I saw that.
Don't worry, I got you. Don't worry, you see.
Nope.
Miracle, I beg, move on.
Girls, wait. I just want you guys to know.
No, but okay. As you're finding that picture, did you guys touch on something earlier? Where you said, why is it bad for guys to become hoes and girls to become hoes?
No, why is it okay? Why is it good that guys are called hoes? Good for guys to be hoes, but bad for girls to be hoes.
So the reason a lot of people tend to think this way is because if you take a guy and you take a girl, take them at the mall, ask the guy to ask girls who wants to sleep with her, and ask the guy to ask strange girls who wants to sleep with her, most 90% of the girls will say no. Ask the girl to go ask guys who wants to sleep with her. Most of those guys will say
again,
yes.
Again, that's not the girl's fault. That's the
guy's. Listen. What we're trying... The reason it's like that is like it's harder for guys. Like if a guy wants to sleep with a girl, it's not easy as when a girl wants to sleep with a guy to like,
yeah,
you know,
but
get that.
But when you think about it that way, doesn't that make it that it's... Like, exactly, because girls, it's harder because girls don't put out as easily as boys, is what you're practically saying.
No, guys are led by the dick. No. And it's true. We tend to move with... So, I think the reason why it's okay, or where he's coming from, it's not okay for either one to be, ideally, in a perfect world. But guys are more insecure than girls think.
Yeah, okay.
Because
because
girls can want to think that, you know, this I'm talking to this one guy. Maybe he's talking to five other girls. Or maybe he's a player.
No, actually, he touched on something here. Is he a trust then? I think it's a trust then. Like, okay, one person is talking to this person. It's like, I feel like you're talking to five people. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to talk to like a few more people.
That's what
I was trying to say
earlier.
The way I honestly look at it, it's like, bro, if I haven't called you my girlfriend, you can do whatever you want.
No, there is some level of mutual understanding at a certain level of knowing. Miracle,
Bestin, I
tend to agree with where Paul's coming from. But
no, I don't agree with what you're coming
from. But the mutual understanding also makes sense. Yes. No, there's a certain level where you don't, it's not written, but you're not going to be flaunting another guy in my face.
Because Bestin, the whole topic we're having is so like the beginning of the talking stage when he says this girl's talking to five guys, and then this guy's talking to like one girl. We're talking about the talking phase, you know what I'm saying?
Do you want
to
tell us what you were saying?
But where did we drop the slut shaming topic here? Because I still don't have your reason why girls are slut shamed, but guys are.
Oh, we're trying to go back. I thought we moved.
No,
on.
No, but
she wants to have okay. with her.
Mm-hmm. It's an accomplishment for a guy to be a hoe.
Exactly, but y'all slut shame girls for sleeping with one guy and that's it. She's a hoe.
See, the
that is not true. That is not
true. The use of the word "y'all" does not include anybody.
Any of us? Yeah, but if I even had anything to say. The girl was not sleeping with one guy. She'll be called a hoe.
After she loses it, everyone's like, oh, yeah.
She's a slut.
She went around, she's a hoe. No one says that.
Please.
After you lose your virginity, everybody starts calling you a hoe?
Poor girl.
Really?
You're not a female. You don't understand. Damn. You could literally kiss
I'm not a girl. I'm just asking.
Oh, she's a hoe. You're a slut. Because
in my circle,
someone.
I haven't really seen that.
Well,
you know,
see, that's your circle. Now you know.
I wish I had an answer to that. But the honest truth is, I don't have an answer to why it's easier for girls to be. Because, yes, you're right. Guys should also be called hoes and be held accountable for what their dick decisions. And they don't.
Nobody be called a hoe.
I mean, that's impossible.
That is not possible. There's no one. You do what you want with your body, and people will do what they want with their mouths. They will say shit about whatever you do with your body. Is the truth? No,
people will always talk.
They won't stop you from doing what you want to do, but they're gonna say shit about you behind your back.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day,
or to your face even too.
At the end of the day, live your life and screw everybody else.
Really don't.
But I also think that one of the reasons why guys are more championed is because it's a lot harder. The process of the guy actually getting the girl.
No, it's not. The word I feel like weird.
As to the process of the girl getting the guy.
If your girl
ideally wanted to get a guy, the girl only needs to meet certain criteria. Bestin, now I may out you a little bit here, okay, but. Let's say, which your preference, say you prefer black girls. Mm-hmm. Ideally, let's say you prefer black girls now. But what if a white girl that had all the characteristics of a black girl came to you? Bestin. Believe it or not, you would fall for that.
They don't exist, bro.
Bestin, they do. You've just not seen them. Dana, you want to say something?
No, she was saying that was a good question.
That was a good question.
Umu and I have some opinions on this.
Let me finish. But if a guy wanted, but if a white guy had almost all the qualities of a black girl, if a white guy had almost all the qualities of a black guy, it would be so much harder for that guy to get a girl than for a girl who had the qualities of a black girl to get you. That's what I'm saying.
So
the guys are championed more as a whole because
you brought up race, so might as well. Let's dig into it.
But what I want to say is that no matter how much we say it, it's so much easier for the guy, girl to get the guy.
And that thing is that any white girl who's like grown up around maybe black guys and they get like accepted into like the black culture and stuff like that, they are wanted even more than the black women who were born into that community, who are completely like built up into that community, that's them. They accept that they're the ones that every guy wants to chase, as opposed to the black women who are in that community.
Because the guys feel like those girls are more easier to get. See, that's the reason why girls are called more. That's the reason why more girls are called hoes. Because the guys feel like for each accomplishment, the guys see that as an accomplishment to get the girl.
Yeah.
Why the girl sees it almost like a passing time. And that's the reason why, that's the reason why your question will come up and you say, like, girls are called more hoes than guys are called hoes.
Because guys see the accomplishments.
I'm not giving you a compliment here, but Umu, if you post it on your story, guys, DM me, I'm down to fuck. Mom, I'm sorry. But if you posted that on your story tonight, you can ideally go to bed with at least 10 men tonight. Now, if I posted that mine on your story with the same amount of fans you had, and I said, girls, DM me, I am DTF.
Miracle, you're an outlier.
Okay, fair enough. I'm a fine boy. Okay, let's say somewhere. Let's say someone else. No, a random average.
No,
guy.
Like Besson. Listen, even if you think Miracle is an outlier, the result
like
will
it's
still
not going to be
vastly
close.
Different.
It's not even going. Oh, to be yeah. And that's the reason why.
So that's
people
the point.
Most likely want to call you a hoe because they say you're a fine girl, you're a hoe. It's easy. It's
see,
almost,
again,
it's
that's not
statement.
The girl's fault.
No, I'm not saying, but I'm saying that's the reason why society will want to call you a hoe. Because you're a fine girl, you're automatically a hoe. You're a fine guy, you may be a hoe. You may be a player. But if you're a fine girl, there's no separating that. They see that as the same. It's the same status for you, I feel. You said you wanted to say, you're going to say something. I'm sorry.
She said she wanted to say something.
You
still remember?
You don't remember what you were going to say?
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Besson, what you got for us?
No, I wanted to go deep on that race.
I like what Besson was saying. I agree. It's a lot easier. I don't know. We've noticed it's a little bit easier for the white girls to get the men mm-hmm. of any race, especially black men. Tend to go for white girls.
I told you. Listen. Did I not say this was going to happen? We're not going to talk at the same time. What is this?
No,
it sounded like it sounded like an anthem.
Black.
No, let them
black girls.
No, but seriously though, you could have a white girl that's a 6, and you can have a black girl that's a 9.
Mm-hmm.
10.5.
No. There's definitely an attitude there that accompanies
yep.
that.
Okay, First of all, attitude, are you... Miracle, we're going there? Attitude?
That's a hole, bro.
It's a hole. I know, but I'm saying that 99% of the time, those black girls have been fed shit in their mind. That is the reason why I say they have the attitude that comes with being a 10. See?
No,
I see myself here, personally. I see myself as an easy Miracle. 9. Now.
Really?
I've been fed shit that I can believe that. See, I have a bar and there's a limit. There's if you don't hit that criteria, I change my mind.
No, Miracle, let him talk, please.
Okay.
But Miracle, you're missing the point. A black girl who's a 10 is not told she's a 10. A black girl who's a 10 is treated like a 6. A white girl who's a 6 is treated like a 10.
Exactly.
So there's no attitude that follows a black girl that's 10.
Exactly.
Unless that black girl is a 50. She's not going to think she's above a 10. She's not going to think she's a 10 because she's not going to be treated that way. And no, a black girl and a white girl could have the same exact personality. The black girl could be, no offense, 10 times beautiful than the white girl. And the white girl will still get all of them.
What she said.
Simply because 100%. She's white.
Miracle, I honestly, I don't have any arguments with that because those were like facts right there.
Yeah, it's completely true. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's
especially
gonna do?
In the country we live in. In the city,
you'll have whites, then you'll have the light skins, and then you'll have the rest of
and
it.
And the Asian baddies.
Oh, the Asian baddies. The black guys and the Asians. Oh my god.
Black girls and the Asian baddies. There's a ranking, and black girls are slowly moving down and down, down, down the tier. Shit, I'm getting hot.
It was ranting from the heart.
See?
No offense to the white girls, you know, y'all are beautiful.
Sorry to my friends.
Exactly. It's just, you know, trust me, ask any black girl, they would know. You could be
any black girl. We all get it.
Once you experience it, you'll know. It's like,
is there a similar hierarchy for guys?
I feel like white guys, depending on the setting, could have better chances than black guys.
No,
yes.
I feel like white guys with like, you know, like curly hair.
Mm-hmm. The white guy, the tall brown hair, blue eyes, curly. I don't get it. But
curly hair white guys. I don't know,
or there's the white guys with like swag.
Yes.
The white guys with game.
The white black guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, if you're a black guy who acts black next to a white guy who acts black, you ain't getting no.
No.
The white guy is getting them. Yeah.
So there's a little spice
white,
there, bro.
This is it. White guy with tattoos, muscles, buzz cut. Sorry.
Oh my
He's
god.
He's getting any girl he wants.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shit.
So do you guys see?
So I need to bleach my skin.
I mean, I wouldn't go for that.
No, but I feel like it's worse for us though, is what I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying, but mm-hmm. because it's already worse for women already, first of all.
In general.
So, black men are also very desired. Black men are very desired right now. Like, it's kind of...
Desired. Why is nobody my dear?
They're sexually desired, bro.
Yeah. What is the word I'm looking for?
It's like, it's not fetishized, but like... It's
fetishized. Almost, it's almost black men are fetishized.
I think they are, bro. I think they
black
are.
Men are pretty fetishized right now.
Because there's the ideal, I think the black, the energy.
BBC.
And there's obviously the cock that comes with it. I feel that... That way...
No, it's not a fun.
But it's not a lie though.
It's just because if you look at
I will agree to that.
If you look at like who are the popular people in the world right now, you're mostly black.
Yeah.
And it's moving towards black people. So in a way, people want to emulate who they're like you've seen that same way where people should have celebrity crush and actually their husband and shit. And they look almost alike. That is it. People want to emulate who they liked as kids. Most people grew up on Michael B. Jordan, all them fine black niggas, and who was it?
Michael
Don Cheadle, Michael. The whole cast of Think Like a Man. The whole cast of Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
People who grew up on watching that.
Watching that this morning.
Yeah, I was trying to get my friend into it.
Yeah, people who's seen that movie and liked all those men, and it's like, okay, now I want my boyfriend to look like this. I want to act this way or to do that way or to look like Michael Lawrence Jr.? The guy's a bald head.
Is it a white skin guy?
Omari Hardwick from Power. Even Tariq in Power. Those kind of people, if you grow up watching those shows and watching those people, you want to emulate them. Okay, that's my celebrity crush. Like, in a way, I feel like my own celebrity crush is like looking like what I actually date. And I'm starting to see it in certain people. Mm. And people who don't look like that might be weirded out. My apologies to life. It's life. It seriously is life.
Yeah, celebrity crush. I don't know if I have any. I think I just have celebrity admire. I admire like a bunch of celebrities.
You know, my celebrity crush is Yvonne Orji. That woman is fine.
Who's that?
Yeah. She is beautiful.
Find her yourself.
She is beautiful.
Google her.
Yvonne
easier.
What?
Yvonne Orji. She was in.
Do you say Orji?
Yeah. You watch Insecure? They watch the show. Watch the show Insecure.
I think you've shown me her picture before.
You've seen Insecure.
Oh, she's pretty.
Oh, from Insecure. Oh.
Yes, she was Molly in Insecure.
Yeah. Oh,
I was actually going to say, I don't have a celebrity crush, but I think, what's her name again? I don't know her actual name, but she plays in New Amsterdam. The black doctor.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so hot.
Dr. Helen.
Her accent.
Dr. Helen, I think.
Yeah. What's her name? Dang.
I forgot.
Yeah.
She's Jamaican.
Is she?
Yeah, you didn't know
these
that.
Jamaican girls.
I'm pretty sure she's Jamaican. Yeah, I think she's
Jamaican. What did Jamaican girls?
I literally, I actually almost finished. I finished the show because of her, bro.
Prima. Really?
Her accent is hot, bro.
She's so beautiful.
You're not gonna click the chat?
Oh yeah. Okay.
There was also this black girl I saw in You. I don't know if you guys know You, the Librarian.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
She's also she's really in the 100 too.
She reminds me of that one we saw at the Edmonton.
She's so.
It was this,
but I would not say that's my celebrity movie, crush. I don't usually have any of those because I feel like they're too far away for me to want to think about those.
No, that's the point of a crush. Like, you're too, way crush, too far away.
It's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. Like, if one of just 32, like, hell, that's not going to happen in ever. Or when the girl from She's Gotta Have It.
This is not impossible to happen. 32,
I mean, I can be. I mean, Yvonne Merkel, Conde, I can
be
a sugar baby.
Is very low.
Very
that's
low.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I can be a sugar
anything
baby.
Anything is.
That celebrity crushing is so interesting. All the people I've ever talked to or been interested have not looked nothing like my celebrity crushes. Yes.
No. That you've talked to them and you've liked their personality, but with time it will weed out.
That's true. I honestly, with time, it will weed out. A lot of the guys that I develop feelings for, I don't find attractive at first. Interesting.
What is the longest? Yeah. What's the longest you've dated someone?
Dated.
Oh, okay, sorry. What's the longest you've talked to someone?
Situation.
I feel like dating
here.
Has become a yeah.
Honestly, a year.
What's your longest entanglement?
A year. I feel like
situationship.
I think Donna
months.
Doesn't do
relationships
dates, right?
You don't do relationships,
right? You don't, right?
What? Yeah. We don't do, or we just don't
do,
get
we
it.
Haven't.
Just not getting any.
I would like.
Cap.
In a perfect world, maybe.
See, the thing is,
the guys want them. Fuck.
Exactly.
Not date.
See, I would, but the thing is, if I wanted a boyfriend, I could have him, but I don't want to date someone that I don't have feelings for that way. But the guys I have feelings for just want to fuck. You know what I mean?
That is fair.
Sorry, Denise.
But I have a question, right? To develop feelings, you have to be in conversation with somebody to a certain point to develop that feelings.
Yes.
So,
if those guys, you know, they're gonna fuck,
leave them.
It's not that easy.
I literally had a friend of mine that posted like a video on Snapchat about like a guy that like shot something, and he was like, "You want to have my baby?" And then afterwards, she was joking about it, but she was like, "Man, that'd be a toxic relationship, but low key, that'd be hot." And I'm like, and then you guys will go around once that guy does some fucked up shit and say niggas ain't shit.
That is another topic.
Look at it. Another topic. Our niggas ain't shit with the shit.
Let's just move.
Let's end it here.
Let's just move it.
I let this thing flow.
Dene, you didn't even tell us yours. What's your celebrity crush? Your longest situationship. I don't care.
We passed that?
She said it was a year-ish.
Like 9 months.
The same thing. 9 months, a year, 4 months.
Was it a situationship? Was it actually defined as a question?
Defined.
Y'all go when I
it wasn't defined.
Defined as
y'all like you my girl, like, you my man type.
If you're saying you my girl, then I feel like it's dating. A bit more than a situationship at that point.
Damn. Like established.
It went 9 months, bro. Hey,
I don't know why people just scared of commitment.
Bro,
what the fuck, bro, just fucking do it. Like,
Besson, arrête. You're the only.
Arrête. Stop.
My bad, go.
Paul is right here. That's why he's telling you to stop.
Why are you talking, bro? Why are you talking to
me? Listen, honestly. So you're the only one here that actually, I don't know about Miracle, but you're the only one here among us three boys here that actually committed. I don't know. My respect for that.
You
know
what?
I haven't in quite a bit.
Miracle, you'll get there, bro.
How long have you been Miracle? 1 month? 2 months? Before you actually says I commit?
Miracle?
Are you planning to commit?
Are you guys, what is happening?
Are you going to commit?
Giving me an ultimatum? Someone.
Who is this person?
What are you talking
Merkel, about? Merkel, you'll get there. Just give it time. Give it another
month. Why aren't you willing to commit?
What are you guys talking about? Commit about what?
You're so scary.
Who?
What's holding you back that you don't want to be in a committed relationship?
Me? Yeah.
Life.
It depends.
You like her.
No, it's not that. It depends. Let me answer. Not for you, but answer for myself in a way.
All right.
But one thing that keeps us is, or me, is right now, if I'm going to be in a relationship, I have to sacrifice something.
It's no time.
What gets sacrificed? It's not a track. It's not a fucking track. It's not this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's not his job.
It's not my sleep.
Or his hell job.
Fuck no, it's not my sleep. It's not my job.
Or his family.
Listen, you really gotta. You say you smell your church. Sleep, man.
It's not my sleep. It's not my sleep because my sleep is basically fake focused on track. So track is still my sleep. So even if you look at it right now, people who have relationships might applaud them, and are athletes. Mm-hmm. I honestly applaud people who have relationships and still, and they put in a relationship with. Also in track. Honestly, when I see you guys every day, I clap my hands.
It's a daunting task.
It's difficult for me. I see that's extremely difficult. And I see now I'm like, I'm proud I can pull it off.
Yeah.
But I cannot. I can't stand seeing you every day.
No.
I would not be able to see my significant other every day.
Right?
No,
every
right?
day?
Yes. That's every.
That's, I'll get tired of people so fast.
No.
I tend to want to say this off the mic, but
Miracle, I know what you want to say.
Let me know.
Do we all know what he wants to say?
You don't know what I want to say.
Okay, we will say it later. Yeah. Because it's too daunting.
I think it's a take that could actually make me end up having a conversation.
We need to cancel Miracle.
No, it's not gonna get canceled. Okay, it's gonna
get Miracle will meet the cancel culture.
So today has been an excellent episode.
Lovely ladies, we appreciate your beautiful faces for being here.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your takes. It's good to have a different perspective most times.
Your opinions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
those questions were made for just for you guys.
Wow.
Thank you.
Let's make you feel special, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sure.
Now let me get in your pants. I'm just playing.
What?
Okay, good night.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ransom Pekins.
You can hit us up on our email at ransompekins@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at ransompekins.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.